Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Cece and Daniel. Hey guys, they send us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com. Send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And guess what? At the end of the story, if you listen all the way to the end, I have a whole bunch of kid shoutouts that I want to say hey to you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. And the kitties live happily ever after. The end. Read Cammy, their babysitter. Cece and Daniel had just finished one of their favorite books about cats. And this story was about a family of cats that lived in a faraway place on a magical island. And it was such a fun story. Cammy, do you think that's a real place? Said Daniel. Oh, I think it is. You see, this story, I think it's actually a true story, said Cammy, the babysitter. Whoa, that would be so cool if we could go there, said Cece. Cece and Daniel had to get ready for a little bit of a rest time. They had just finished the story. It was time to lay down with some blankets and pillows and take a little bit of a rest. As they closed their eyes and fell fast asleep. Pretty soon, they... Wait a second! Daniel sprung up and said, Cece, I have an idea. In that story, it said exactly where that island was. What if we went there? What if we tried to get there and see if those cats are real? That would be so cool, said Cece. The story they read about, like I said, was about a family of cats that were kind of magical. They could talk, and they were kind of like cat superheroes, and they could do all kinds of amazing things of helping creatures out in the ocean, but they had to do it in an interesting way, because do cats like water? No, they don't. Cats do not like to swim in water, and these kitties, they always needed extra help for other creatures to do the underwater jobs for them. And so these kitties would map out the plans from the island, and then some helpers, like maybe some dolphins, would, you know, go help the animal underwater. Well, Cece and Daniel had a plan. They thought, what if we went to that island and we were the helpers that helped the kitties do these amazing things? And that's exactly what they planned. So they found a way to follow all the directions in the story to lead them to the real island. Cece and Daniel gathered all their gear that they might need for this big, big adventure and headed out the door. They had a long journey ahead of them, going up mountains and down mountains and across valleys and over rivers, and finally it led them to the island. This story that they had read 100 times, they memorized now and knew exactly what to do. As they made it to the ocean, in the distance, they could see this magical island. An island that no person had ever been to before. Cece and Daniel would be the very first people ever to go to this magical kitty island. As they grabbed some canoes and started canoeing across the ocean, the waves were very big, and they had to row really hard to get up and over each wave. As they made it finally to shore on the island, Cece was a little tired from all the work that they were both doing paddling these canoes. Cece and Daniel hopped out of the canoes and started to look around for these magical kitties. They couldn't find them anywhere, but then all of a sudden, they saw the first one. Oh, Daniel, I see one up there. This first kitty, whose name was Roger, was up a tree. Hello. Hi, my name's Cece and this is Daniel. We're here to help.
Meow.
Oh, really? Said Roger as he hopped down the tree. What are you here to help us with?
because we have a lot of people that come here to trick us, so you must prove to us that you're on our team, said Roger.
Oh, well, we just read this book, see?
And they showed Roger the book that told the story of the cats on this island.
Oh, I see. Well, that does help, said Roger. But do you have any secret skills that could help us? Because we're always looking for help to save all the creatures.
Yeah, you see, I'm really fast, said Cece.
Daniel looked and...
I'm a really good swimmer, said Daniel.
And together, we're a really good team.
Perfect, said Roger. Well, you see, why don't you come over to meet the other cats and we'll get to work?
Roger led Cece and Daniel over to the other side of the island. This part of the island was full of little caves, and each cave was like a different home for the kitties. And they met with all the kitties and came up with a plan.
You see, Cece and Daniel, there's a creature that lives in the ocean, and he appears to be stuck on some plastic.
Oh no, that sounds terrible.
Yes, he is a big sea turtle, and some plastic has gotten stuck around his neck, and someone needs to go out there and help him. But we don't like swimming in water, so we'll tell you exactly where he is, but then someone's gonna have to do that.
Okay, well, we'll take our canoe out there and it'll be perfect. Just give us the location.
Roger gave Cece and Daniel a map of how to get to the place where the sea turtle had gotten stuck in some garbage. Cece and Daniel loaded up onto their canoe and off they paddled. Up and over the waves they went, each wave getting bigger and bigger. When finally,
there it is! I see him floating, said Daniel.
They could see the sea turtle floating and bobbing around with each wave that rolled by.
Help me, said the sea turtle.
We're coming,
shouted Cece. As they paddled closer and closer, Daniel hopped out of the canoe, swimming right beside the sea turtle.
Okay, I got you.
They carefully removed all the plastic that was wrapped around the sea turtle's neck.
Oh, thank you very much. I didn't know if I was ever going to get the help that I needed, but you guys saved the day. Bye.
The sea turtle was finally saved and swam back to his family. Cece and Daniel had saved the sea turtle and were paddling back to the island when a big storm rolled in.
Daniel, we gotta hurry. Go faster, faster.
Cece and Daniel kept paddling towards the island. The waves got bigger and bigger.
Whoa! Whoa!
And one big wave crashed them onto the island.
Whoa!
Crash! And all of a sudden, Cece and Daniel looked around.
Wait a second. We're not on the island. Daniel, what's going on?
They were back at home, curled up in all their blankies and pillows.
Wait, was that all a dream?
As Daniel looked up and around, looked back at Cece. Did you have the same dream I had?
Yes, I did.
They had both dreamed the same dream. Wait a second. I wonder if that means that island is real. Maybe we really can follow this book and we can meet these kitties. What had begun as a dream, Cece and Daniel realized that it was actually a true story, and they were about to head on the most amazing adventure of their entire lives. The end.
Wow, great.
great job listening all the way to the end of the story. And you know what time it is. It's time for good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Reynolds from Marietta, Georgia, Scarlett and Mason from Florida, Harrison and Miles from Brisbane, Australia, and Chloe from Ontario, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!